It's machlokes in the Gemara whether Ben Noach was only allowed to bring an oila, or Ben Noach is allowed to bring a shlamim as well. There's only two options. It's neither oila or shlamim. The shaila is it only oila, or does he have the option to be able to bring a shlamim as well? What would be pshat in the mandama that holds that he could only bring an oila, or at the very least, why would he not be able to bring a shlamim? So Tzidu the Velt says, Tzadik HaKoyin says it's in a few places in his svarim, but all the chassidish svarim say this idea, and that is that the Umayis Oilam are shayach to this Indian of being Moise Nefesh, of being makrif something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something that they're shayach to. But something that the Umayis Oilam are not shayach to, and something that's uniquely Jewish, is to be able to take your guf and to be Mekadosh your guf, right? Climb the ladder of the Mesilas Yishar. That's something that's shayach to a Yid. An Oilam was brought Kuloi Kol. It was brought 100% to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Benayach is shayach. Ish, l'rabbi zeh benayach, he can bring a carbon that's going to be kulay kol l'kadosh baruch hu. But to bring a carbon that's going to be necho by the bailim, that you're going to have kohanim oichlim u'bailim eschaprim, where the person himself becomes like a shtik mizbeach, like the Mesilas Yesharim himself uses this mashal in the end of the sefer, that's not something a benayach is shayach to. That's something only a yid is shayach to. And being that the shlomim had a chelik of the carbon that was nechal, really all carbonus other than the oila, had a chelik of the carbon that was nechal. It's for that reason the only carbon that you find that a benayach was allowed to bring was the carbon oil. But I'll tell you a marimokim nifla that I found, and this is in the Pirish Zayis Ranon that was written by the Magen Avram, that Magen Avram, on Yalkut Shemayni. So the Yalkut Shemayni is in Parashat Tzav, it's in the Parashat of the Karbonis, and it's talking specifically about the carbon shlonim. The pasuk says, "Amru umay sa'olam leBilam." I'm just going to skip around. The umay sa'olam told Bilam, "Lama amr Hakadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael sheyaviu loy karbanos v'lanu layamar." It's not fair. The umay sa'olam heard about the Torah, and they heard in the Torah there's a whole sefer vayikra, there's a whole Torah's kainim, there's a whole limud kachim, and it sounds like the Jews have karbanos. We don't have karbanos. So lama amr Hakadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael sheyaviu loy karbanos v'lanu layamar. I'm like Bilam told the umay sa'olam, "Ha karbanos einon ela shalom." Whoever was mekabel the Torah, they have a right to bring the carbon. But whoever didn't, and the reason is because the karbonos are all shalom. Now, the Magen Avraham says, what was the question that they were asking Bilam? They don't have karbonos, they do have karbonos. It's not true. The question that they were asking specifically was, why could we only bring an oila? Why can't we bring a shlom? That was the question. Now, could be they're going to get the achatas in an asham another day. But today, this is what they learned. They learned the sugya of shlom. And they want to know, why can't we bring a shlom? And on that, Bilam responds, HaKarbonos einan ela shalom. The shlomim is shalom, umicha kibbalas atayrus ektuvimba tzarik sheyakiv carbon, but somebody else not. I'm skipping to the end of the medrash, and the way that the Magen Avraham learns that this is all part of Bilam's response, or at the very least Chazal's pirish in Bilam's response. Bayu re'e. The oila was brought in Gansen to the Ebishta. The chelav and emurim went on the mizbeach. The skin and the basal. The Yisrael had no part of it. Asham also, the emurim go on the mizbeach, and the oir and the basal go to the kayanim. The dam and the emurim went on the mizbeach. And it's not just the toida, it's every shlomim. Nimtza, if that's the case, what emerges with regards to the shlomim is, ois the shalom. The shlomim made peace. Bein ha-mizbeach, because the mizbeach gets the dam and the emurim. Ubein ha-kayhanim, who get the chaz and the shoik. Ubein Yisrael, who get the oir and the basar. Lochei nekra zevach ha-shlomim. That's why it's called zevach ha-shlomim. Ois the shalom la-koil. Because it brings shalom to everybody. Ukashoy makriven zevach ha-shlomim. And when the Yidden would bring the Shlomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisen l'empon him, the Ebishter was nois upon him, Shenema Yisa Hashem ponav eilechav, v'yosem l'choshon. This is the Medrash. Says the Magen Avraham, let me tell you what's going on over here. What's going on over here, this is the Oymik of the Medrash. The Umay Yisraelim come to Bilam, and they tell Bilam, we can only bring an oila. Why can't we bring a Shlomim? Chadamar, I can bring an oila, not a Shlomim. I want to know why I can't bring a Shlomim. You know what the answer is? Because the Yisoid of the Shlomim is, it's something that brings Shalom ba'olam. It's a carbon that is oisah sholim ben amizbeach uben akeihanim uben Yisroel. What's the oimik, says the Magen Avraham? The oimik advarim is that when a yid brought a carbon and he was makir part of the carbon on the mizbeach, essentially, he's feeding the mizbeach, right? He's feeding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You find the lashon in pickle, in heyachel teyachel, right? Achel yeyachel. Ba'achilas adam uba'achilas mizbeach. There's a concept of the mizbeach eating. There's a concept of the mizbeach actually receiving nourishment and actually eating a chelik of the carbon. Says the Magen Avraham that when a shlomo was brought, there was a suda that happened. And you know who partook in this suda? This was a suda that involved the Eibishta. It was a suda that involved the Kohanim, and it was a suda that involved the rest of Klal Yisrael also. It's a very, very unique suda. An oilo is a suda to the Eibishter. You have the schus to kaviyachel, give the Eibishter achilas mizbeach. When a chatas and an asham were brought, so that's a suda that the Kohanim, they're the nifchar of the nifchar, that they get to go ahead and they get to partake together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the shlomim is oisis sholim ben amizbeach b'dekan ben Yisrael. This is a feast. This is a meal where every single yid is invited to this meal. That type of suda, says the Medrash Klal Yisrael as a shaychas to, that's suda the Bnei Noach have no shaychas to. And that's why, says the Magen Avraham, Bilam told him that the yid were makabel the Torah. The Yidden of Yisam li segula mikol ha'amim. They're li, right? They have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're shayach to a shlomim. They can partake in that suda. You want to give the Eibishter a gift, you can give the Eibishter a gift. Oh, but tzizan achelik fin ha'shlomim, to be invited to such a suda, that's not something you have a shayachist to. I found a marmokim that's, I think, a hoysofa to this, and that is the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Rav Huna ki mati laikra bachi, when Rav Huna would come to the following pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says, "V'zavachta shlomim v'achalta sham," and Rav Huna would say, "Eved sherapi mitzapa lechel al shulchanoi," the Eved that the Eved is waiting to eat al shulchanoi. Yisrachik mimenu, all of a sudden, doesn't want to have anything to do with me anymore. The Chsiv Yeshaya Novi said in the Nevuah of Chazon Yeshayo, Lama li roiv zivcheichem, Yoymar Hashem, says the Marshon Chedushi Agadis, Hashlomim heim kotshim, V'achiloson li Yisrael, Mishulchan gavayu kazach, the Shlomim is be'etzim kotshim, but the Yid gets to eat from that kotshim. You know why? Because the Eibishter says, thank you for giving me this, and I'm inviting you now to my suda. And the idea then of the shlomim is lotsum lehem sholim beineim olivein avim shabashamayim shalkei nikru sholim. And that was Rav Huna said, there was a time that we were able to eat the suda tzazamen with the Eibishter. There was a time that we were mamish holding right there. Aber v'ata nisrachku mimenu shenema lomali roiv zivcheichem. What's zivcheichem? Zevach is always shlomim. All of a sudden, David says, I don't want your shlomim. Says the Marsha, the oimik of Lomali Roivs of Chechem is, I don't want your shlomims anymore. I'm not going to sit down and break bread with you anymore. We don't have that relationship that we used to have. Just like if a Noyah can't bring the shlomim, Kimavur, Yalkut Shemayni. Now the Navi said that the Yid's not able to bring the shlomim either because we no longer have that relationship. And that was Rav Huna. It used to be, Vizavach to shlomim, Vachal to sham. And now all of a sudden, it's Lomali Roivs of Chechem, Yoimir Hashem. That's the oimik and Zivchechem, Vilosh and shlomim. That's the oimik and the contrast between that pasuk and the pasuk of Vizavach to shlomim, Vachal to sham. The reason if a Noyah can't bring a shlomim, the Oisaman, the Amar, is because the shlomim was Oisa Shalom ben Yisrael u ben Akehan ben Amazbech. But the oimik is it's a suda that we're all eating together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishulchan kavayu kazachu. The Umayis Olam are always on the level of Lomali Roiv Zivchechem Yoyim Hashem. You want to bring a carbon, you want to bring an oil, Seder. Aber Lomali Roiv Zivchechem Yoyim Hashem. Klai Yisrael b'zman shemes amikdash ha-yakayim, we will fakir. V'zavach t'shlomim v'achal t'shom. That's the madriga that we were on. After the Churban, it was Lomali Roiv Zivchechem Yoyimer Hashem, and that's Rav Huna Kimati Lahai Kra. When he used to come to that pasuk, Havabachi, he used to cry. I saw that the In Eliyo, in his Chidushi Agadis, on that sugya, Zvachim Kuf Tezayin Amaral, just read you one paragraph. He says, V'hine Mavur Bezoir Ube Midrashim, Shekol HaKarbonis Yiu Betelim La'asid. Quotes this from the Zohar and the Midrashim. That La'asid Lavi, all the Karbanos are going to be bottled. Chutz Mishlamim. With the exception of the Shlamim. La'asid Lavi, all the Karbanos are going to be bottled. But the Shlamim not. Says the Inner Leo, why? What's the difference? See, he says the Pshat is hafled it. Because a carbon is brought for a reason. You bring a carbon, Chatos, because of a Chet. Well, La'asid Lavi, it's going to be Obila Hamavas Lanetzach. Right? They're going to bring the Eight Sahara and they're going to Shecht it Valalu Boichem, Valalu Boichem. An Asham's Bar Chet. Even a Toida, Arbat Shechem Lahidus, when you're a matzav of sakana, but no one's going to be in a matzav of sakana. You're not going to need karbanos lasad lavoi. The whole tachlis of the karbanos is not going to be negay. You know which carbon is going to be in negay lasad lavoi? The only carbon that we're going going to have lasad lava is the shalom. Because you know what the shalom is? The shalom is a sudas mireyas. That's what it is. Is we come together with the Eivishta, we come together and we eat tzamen to be oyster shalom, ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uben HaKayhanim, uben Yisrael. Everyone is invited. There's no hierarchy, there's no levels. Every single person is allowed to come. That's the oimik of the Karban Shlomim. That's why La'isa Manda Amar, a ben Noach, not allowed to bring a Shlomim. A ben Noach is not allowed to bring a Shlomim. We should not be Zoicha to Venoich Hashem, Min Hazvachim, right? Gives you a better appreciation. Min Hazvachim, Min Hapsachim. That's what it means. Venoich Hashem, Min Hazvachim. Tzazamim with the Ebishta on a Mizbeach Chodosh, Betzi'in Tochin. It's still this man of Musaf, I think. It's getting late, but I think we're still there. Either way, be a skilled tzedek. May it be a menu, amen.